The one who asks in doubt ought not to expect anything. You have to believe it. You have to absolutely be convinced before you're going to get that. See, can you see how great the Holy Spirit is? He's our convincer. Glory to God. And so I want you to look at John 5. And the story is about a crippled man. Verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, and it has five porches. In these lay a great multitude of crippled folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had been now a long time in this case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And so then he gets into a whole issue because he did something that the religious folk didn't care about. They didn't like. So let me say this. I want to focus in on verse 6. I want you to look at that phrase. Jesus saw this man who needed healing. He'd been waiting 38 years to be healed, guys. And Jesus says right here, "Will you be made whole?" Now, what I want you to understand is that in the actual rendering of what that says there, it's actually, and I don't understand all this because I'm not a grammar person, but that phrase is actually, it's not a future tense phrase. See, when we see it, we see, "Will you be made whole?" Almost looks like, "Will you be made whole?" That's like a future thing, okay? But it's actually not a future phrase, okay? A future tense phrase. He did not say, "Do you want to be healed?" It was actually an aorist infinitive middle phrase, okay? Which actually, get this, indicates something already accomplished. He was actually saying this. Listen to me. I love this. He actually said this. He said this to the man. "Are you convinced that you are already made whole?" What? He said to him, this man who was already, who had been laying there 38 years, couldn't get in the water. He said to this man, "Are you convinced that you're already made whole?" That amazes me. I want you to understand something here. Why did Jesus say this? Jesus needed this man's faith to come up. He needed that man to step into faith. He needed that man to understand that there was already healing for him if he believed it. You see, he said, "Are you convinced of it?" See, he was saying, "You got to be convinced of it, brother. You got to believe that you're already healed. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at how you feel. Don't focus on what you're seeing in the natural." He said, "Are you already healed? Are you convinced of it?" And so, why is this tied into the prayer? Because Jesus is asking us the same thing today. He's asking us, "Are you convinced that I will provide all your needs? Are you convinced that I have already healed you? Are you convinced that your marriage is already restored? Are you convinced that your child is already saved?" You say, "Well, don't look like it." You see, honey, we're looking from the natural standpoint, and we got to get the spiritual eyes open. He said, we got to walk by faith, not by sight. See, we got to start moving in the spiritual way. We got to look at things through the eyes of the Spirit. We got to agree with the Word of God, because if we don't agree with the Word of God, we'll never have what we think what He said we could have. See, we'll stay in this position with our head hang low, wondering that maybe it just wasn't for us. You see, maybe we just weren't good enough. Maybe we didn't know how to pray well enough. Maybe God just didn't want to do it for us. But it's not true, child. God is no respecter of persons. What He does for one, He'll do for another. Now, I cannot explain all the details. I don't know it all, but I can tell you what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that Jesus said, "Are you convinced that you're already made whole?" So what is that situation you're looking at? What is that thing that you're needing God to move the mountain? What is it that you're needing changed in your life? You got to get to the place where you're convinced it's already done. See, you got to start saying, Holy Spirit, convince me that my son is as good as healed and already done. You got to convince me, Holy Spirit, that my son is already saved. You got to convince me that my child is no longer on drugs. You got to convince me that my child is no longer in a wrong relationship. You got to convince me that my child is coming home into the faith. You got to convince me of my marriage, that my marriage really is restored. Because it don't look like it right now, Holy Spirit. But I believe God's word more than I believe what I see. I believe God's word more than what I feel. You got to convince me, Holy Spirit. So begin to ask him to convince you that it's true, whether you see it or you don't. You've got to ask him to convince you. Now, the Holy Spirit is convincing us of the truth. And he wants us to believe God's word more than what we're seeing, hearing, or feeling. So get into the word of God so you can get your minds renewed so you can know what God's word says. And get with God, get with the Holy Spirit and ask him to convince you so that you can begin to get confident when you come before the throne. You can get bold. You can say, Father, you said this, and so I'm coming to get it. Father, give me blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. You know what it is. I don't know what it is. But God does. And he's waiting on you to get convinced so you can get up and get what you want. You see, this man had to get convinced. And when Jesus finally said, get up, son, if you're convinced, get up. He got convinced enough to get up. And when he got up, he was whole and he got everything he wanted. That's all it took. It just took faith. He just had to believe and be convinced that he was absolutely healed and whole before he ever saw that thing. Saints, this is what faith is. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. You see? So as we get ready to close, I just want to encourage you to start praying with authoritative prayers, okay? Start praying authoritatively. It's going to take a little shift. It's going to take a little bit of time, but you got to get convinced of God's word and then go and command that thing that you want in Jesus' name. You see, you can go all day, every day without Jesus, but you ain't going to get nothing. But in Jesus' name, Jesus said, my child, I already provided it all for you. I did everything that was needed. Now come and get it. Come and get it. It's yours for the taking, child. Come and get it. And when it doesn't look like you have it, keep standing. Thank you that I have it. Glory to God, you said it. You cannot lie. It's mine because you said it. I'm convinced it's done. I'm convinced it's done. I won't believe anything any different. I'm not moving. And the Lord says, you shall have what you asked for in Jesus' mighty powerful name. Amen.
Amen. Someone requested the information again, so I'm going to do it. Saturday Night Live Gospel Jamboree. Saturday night, May 14th, from 5 to 7, or until the music stops. Raiden First Baptist Church, Falls Creek, fundraiser. All churches and communities are invited to participate. Please bring your musical talents and use them for a good cause. This will be a donation-only fundraiser. Perform 2 songs per person or group. Must have songs and sign up by May 12th at 5 p.m. You can contact Tanya Thompson to sign up. 580-497-6979. And I'll take a picture of this and post it to our Facebook page. That way, it'll be on our page as well. From myself, y'all have been turned in. Hang on. Let me back up. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Y'all have a blessed Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.